find in the morning papers is hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report on this 29th of January, 2009. He advised how he had been a high-degree Mason in the Scottish Rite, talking about John Robison, in the Scottish Rite of Freemasonry. He had been invited by Adam Weishaupt to Europe, where he had been given a revised copy of Weishaupt's conspiracy. However, although he tended to go along with it, Professor Robinson did not agree with it, and therefore published his informed book, including details of the Bavarian government's investigation into the Illuminati and the French Revolution. At the age of 21, Nathan Mayer Rothschild leaves Frankfurt for England, where a large sum of money given to him by his father sets up banking house in London. In 1806, Napoleon of France states that it is his object to remove the House of Hesse-Cassel from the rulership and to strike it out of the list of powers. On hearing of this, Prince William IX of the Hesse-Hanau goes to Denmark and entrusts his fortune, valued at $3 million at that time, to none other than Mayor Amschel Rothschild for safekeeping. In 1810, Sir Francis Baring and Abraham Goldsmid die. This leaves Nathan Mayer Rothschild as the remaining major banker in England. Salomon Mayer Rothschild goes to Vienna, Austria, and sets up the bank. M. von Rothschild of the Und Sohn, rather, in 1811. The charter for the Rothschilds Bank of the United States runs out, and Congress votes against its renewal. Nathan Mayer Rothschild is not amused, and he states, either the application for renewal of this charter is granted, or the United States will find itself involved in a most disastrous war. However, the United States stands firm and the charter is not renewed, which causes Nathan Mayer Rothschild to issue another threat. Teach those impudent Americans a lesson. Bring them back to colonial status. In 1812, backed by Rothschild's money and Nathan Mayer Rothschild's orders, the British declare war on the United States. The Rothschilds' plan was to cause the United States to build up such a debt in fighting this war that it would have to surrender to the Rothschilds and allow the charter for the Rothschild-owned First Bank of the United States to be renewed. Well, Mayer Amschel Rothschild dies. In his will, he lays out specific laws that the House of Rothschild were to follow. All key positions in the family business were to be held by family members. Only male members of the family were allowed to participate in the family business. This included a reported sixth secret son. It is important to note that Mayer Amschel Rothschild also has five daughters. So today, the spread of the Rothschild Zionist dynasty without the Rothschild name is far and wide. And Jews believe the mixed offspring of a Jewish mother is solely Jewish. No public inventory of his estate was to be published. No legal action was to be taken with regard to the value of the inheritance. The eldest son of the eldest son was to become the head of the family. By the way, this condition could only be overturned when the majority of the family agreed otherwise. This was straightaway the case, and Nathan Mayer Rothschild was elected head of the family following his father, Mayer Amschel Rothschild's death. Jacob, or James Mayer Rothschild, goes to Paris, France to set up the bank of the Rothschild Ferrez. We'll pick up with Prince William IX. Remember his $3 million that he gave to old Rothschild, old Mayer himself? We'll pick up with that when we get back.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stachmiller.
Now remember, during this time, old James, or Jacob, Mayor Rothschild, he's going to Paris, France to set up the bank there, the Rothschild Bank, in 1814. With regard to the 3 million Prince William the Ninth of Hesse-Hanau had entrusted to Mayor Amschel Rothschild for safekeeping, for an account of what happened next, we turn to the Jewish Encyclopedia 1905 edition, volume 10, page 494, which states, according to legend, this money was hidden away in wine casks and escaping the search of Napoleon's soldiers when they entered Frankfurt, was restored intact in the same cask in 1814. When the elector, Prince William the Ninth of Hesse-Hanau, returned the electorate, Germany, well, the facts on this is somewhat less romantic and more businesslike. The last line, the money was never returned by Rothschild to Prince William the Ninth of Hesse-Hanau. The encyclopedia goes on to state Nathan Mayer Rothschild invested this $3 million in gold from the East India Company, knowing that it would be needed for Wellington's Peninsula campaign. On the stolen money, Nathan made no less than four profits on the sale of Wellington's paper, which he bought for 50 cents and a dollar and collected at par. On the sale of gold to Wellington, on its repurchase, and on forwarding it to Portugal. Now, funding both sides of war, in 1815, the five Rothschild brothers worked to supply gold to both Wellington's army through Nathan in England and Napoleon's army through Jacob in France, and begin their policy of funding both sides in war. The Rothschilds love wars because they are massive generators of risk-free debt. Rothschilds thrive on communism, fascism, capitalism, and every other ism, because they either designed them or simply build upon them via their paid-off think tanks. This is because they are guaranteed by the government of a country, and therefore the efforts of the population of that country. And it doesn't matter if that country loses the war, because the loans are given on the guarantee that the victor will honor the debts of the vanquished. Now, while the Rothschilds are funding both sides in this war, they use the banks they have spread out across Europe to give them an opportunity to set up an unrivaled postal service network of secret routes and fast couriers. The post these couriers carried was to be opened by these couriers and their details given to the Rothschilds, so they are always one step ahead of current events. Furthermore, these Rothschild couriers were the only merchants allowed to pass through the English and French blockades. It was these couriers who also kept Nathan Mayer Rothschild up to date with how the war was going, so he could use that intelligence to buy and sell from his position on the stock exchange in accordance with that intelligence. One Rothschild courier was a man named Rothworth. When the outcome of the Battle of Waterloo was won by the British, Rothworth took off for the Channel and was able to deliver this news to Nathan Mayer Rothschild a full 24 hours before Wellington's own courier. At that time, British bonds were called councils, and they were traded on the floor of the stock exchange. Nathan Mayer Rothschild instructed all of his workers on the floor to start selling councils. This made all the other traders believe that the British had, in fact, lost the war. They started selling frantically. Therefore, the consols plummeted in value, which is, at the time, Nathan Mayer Rothschild discreetly instructed his workers to purchase all the consols they could lay their hands on. When the news came through that the British had actually won the war, the consols went up to a level even higher than before the war ending, leaving this guy, old Rothschild, with a return of approximately 20 to 1 on his investment. Now, this gave the Rothschild family complete control of the British economy. Now, the financial center of the world following Napoleon's defeat and forced England to set up a new Bank of England, which Nathan Mayer Rothschild controlled. Interestingly, 100 years later, the New York Times would run a story stating that Nathan Mayer Rothschild's grandson had attempted to secure a court order to suppress publication of a book which had this insider trading story in it. The Rothschild family claimed the story was untrue and libelous, but the court denied the Rothschild's request and ordered the family to pay all court costs. Now, popping back to 1815, this is the year Nathan Mayer Rothschild makes his famous statement, "I care not what puppet is placed upon the throne of England to rule the empire on which the sun never sets. The man who controls Britain's money supply controls the British Empire, and I control the British money supply." He would go on to brag that in 17 years he had been in England, he had increased the £20,000 stake given to him by his father 2,500 times to £50 million. Remember, this is 1815. The Rothschilds also used their control of the Bank of England to replace the method of shipping gold from country to country, and instead used their five banks spread across Europe to set up a system of paper debits and credits, the banking system of today. By the end of this century, there was a period of time that was known as the Age of the Rothschilds. It is estimated that the Rothschild family controlled half the wealth of the world. However, something that did not go well for the Rothschilds this year was the Congress of Vienna, which started in September 1814 and concluded in June of that year. The reason for this Congress of Vienna was that for the Rothschilds to create a form of world government to give them complete control over much of the civilized world. Many of the European governments were in debt to the Rothschilds, so they figured they could use that as a bargaining tool. However, the Tsar Alexander I of Russia, who had not succumbed to the Rothschild Central Bank, would not go along with the plan, so the Rothschild World Government plan failed, at least for the time being. Enraged by this, Nathan Mayer Rothschild swore that someday he or his descendants would destroy the Tsar Alexander's first entire family and descendants. Unfortunately, he was true to his word, and 102 years later, Rothschild-funded Bolsheviks would act upon that promise. Now, interestingly, world government fanatic and Ashkenazi Jew Henry or Heinz Kissinger did his doctoral dissertation on the Congress of Vienna. And remember what he was during World War II. He was a double-aught spy, folks, for Russia, the communists, and also for the United States. In 1816, the American Congress passes a bill permitting yet another Rothschild-dominated central bank, which gives the Rothschilds control of the American money supply again. This is called the Second Bank of the United States and is given a 20-year charter. The British war against America therefore ends with deaths of thousands of British and American soldiers, but the Rothschilds get their bank. In 1818, following the French securing massive loans in 1817 in order to help rebuild after their disastrous defeat at Waterloo, Rothschild agents brought vast amounts of French government bonds, causing their value to increase. And on November 5th, dumped a lot of on the open market, causing their value to plummet and France to go into financial panic. The Rothschilds then stepped in to take control of the French money supply. This was the same year the Rothschilds were able to loan £5 million to the Prussian government. Kalman, known as Karl Mayer Rothschild, was sent to Naples, Italy. He would end up doing a lot of business with the Vatican, and Pope Gregory XVI subsequently conferred upon him the Order of St. George. Also, whenever a pope received Kalman, he would give him his hand rather than the customary toe to kiss, which showed the extent of Kalman's power over the Vatican. In 1822, the Emperor of Austria made the five Rothschild brothers barons. Nathan Mayer Rothschild chose not to take the title. In 1823, the Rothschilds take over the financial operations of the Catholic Church worldwide. So, folks, you've heard this argument before. Well, it's not the Zionist. It's the Church of Rome. No, they own the Church of Rome. In 1827, a name that's familiar to you, Sir Walter Scott publishes his 9-volume set, The Life of Napoleon. In Volume 2, he states that the French Revolution was planned by the Illuminati, Adam Weishaupt, and was financed by the money changers of Europe, the Rothschilds. In 1833, President Andrew Jackson started removing the government's deposits from the Rothschild-controlled Second Bank of the United States and instead deposits them, makes their deposits into banks directed by Democratic banners. In 1833, President Andrew Jackson starts removing the government's deposits from the Rothschild-controlled Second Bank of the United States. As I said, this causes the Rothschilds to panic. So they do what they do best, contact the money supply, or contract it rather, causing a depression. Let me stop here. This is exactly what they did in 1929. This is exactly what they did in 2008. This is how they can control governments, by restricting the money supply. What do you see going on today? Is there any money for you to borrow? No. They're cleaning up and consolidating their banking industry. They're making the moves on the Treasury and the Fed to have almost total control in this country, folks. That's what's going on right now as the clock ticks. Now, as I said, this causes the Rothschilds to panic. So they do what they do best, contract the money supply, causing a depression. President Jackson knows what they're up to and later states, "You are a den of thieves and vipers, and I intend to rout you out. And by the eternal God, I will rout you out." We'll take this break. We'll be right back.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out in school? That's what they said the Constitution was about.
In 1834, the Italian revolutionary Giuseppe Mazzini is selected by the Illuminati to direct the revolutionary program throughout the world, and would serve in that capacity until he died in 1872. 1835, on January 30th, an assassin tries to shoot President Jackson, but by way of miracle, both the assassin's pistols misfired. President Jackson would later claim that he knew the Rothschilds were responsible for that attempted assassination. He's not the only one. The assassin, Richard Lawrence, who was found not guilty by reason of insanity, later bragged that the powerful people in Europe had hired him and promised to protect him if he were caught. Two other presidents, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll talk about Lincoln here in a few minutes. But this talk show host contention is that both Abraham Lincoln and John F. Kennedy was basically killed for the same reason, printing their own money, parallel currencies against the coin of the realm. The Rothschilds acquire the rights in Almaden quicksilver mines in Spain. This was the time the biggest concession in the world, and as quicksilver was the vital component in refining of gold or silver, this gave the Rothschilds a virtual world monopoly. In 1836, following his years of fighting against the Rothschilds and their central bank in America, Andrew Jackson finally succeeds in throwing the Rothschild Central Bank out of America when the bank's charter is not renewed. It would not be until 1913 that the Rothschilds would be able to set up their third central bank in America, the Federal Reserve. And to ensure no mistakes are made, this time they will put one of their own bloodline, Jacob Schiff, in charge of that project. The Rothschilds send one of their own, August Belmont, an Ashkenazi Jew, to America to salvage their banking interest, defeated by President Andrew Jackson. In 1840, the Rothschilds become the Bank of England's bullion brokers. They set up agencies in California and Australia. In 1841, President John Tyler, the 10th President of the United States, from 1841 to 1845, vetoed the act to renew the charter for the Bank of the United States. He goes on to receive hundreds of letters threatening him with assassination. In 1844, Solomon Mayer Rothschild purchases the United Coal Mines of Victkovice, an Austro-Hungarian blast furnace company that would go on to be one of the top 10 global industrial concerns. Benjamin Disraeli, an Ashkenazi Jew, who would later go on to become British Prime Minister twice, the only admitted Ashkenazi Jew to do so, publishes Cohensby, in which he characterizes Nathan Mayer Rothschild as the lord and master of the money markets of the world, and of course, virtually lord and master over everything else. He literally held the revenues of southern Italy in pawn, and monarchs and ministers of all countries courted his advice and were guided by his suggestions. In 1845, the great American patriot Andrew Jackson, 7th President of the United States, dies. Before his death, he is asked what would he regard as his greatest achievement. He replies without hesitation, "I killed the bank." This is in reference to the fact that he banished the Rothschild Second Bank of the United States in 1836. Jacob Mayer Rothschild, James, who by now had married his niece, Betty, Solomon Mayer Rothschild's daughter, now known as Baron James D. Rothschild, wins the contract to build his first major railway line across the country. This was called the Chemin de Fer du Nord, and ran initially from Paris to Valenciennes, I think this is, and then joined with the Austrian rail network built by his brother and wife's father, Solomon Mayer Rothschild. In 1847, Lionel D. Rothschild, now married to the daughter of his uncle, Kalman, or Karl Mayer Rothschild, is elected to the parliamentary seat for the City of London. A requirement, by the way, for entering Parliament was to take an oath in the true faith of the Christian faith. Lionel D. Rothschild refused to do this, and he was Jewish, and his seat in Parliament remained empty for 11 years. Until new oaths were allowed, he must have been an invaluable representative for his constituency, bearing in mind he would never vote on any bill, as he never entered Parliament. Now, I wonder how he managed to keep his parliamentary seat for 11 years. In 1848, Karl Marx, an Ashkenazi Jew, publishes the Communist Manifesto. Interestingly, at the same time he is working on this, Karl Ritter of Frankfurt University was writing the Antithesis, which would form the basis for Friedrich Wilhelm Nietzsche's Nietzscheism. This was later developed into fascism and then into Nazism, and was used to foment the First and Second World Wars. Eva Hanay. This was Amschel Mayer Rothschild's wife. She dies in 1849. Gutel Schnappner Mayer Amschel Rothschild's wife dies. Before her death, she would nonchalantly state, "If my sons did not want wars, there would be none."
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
In 1850, construction begins this decade on the manor houses of Mentmore in England and Fieri's in France. More Rothschild's manors will follow throughout the world, all of them filled with works of arts. Jacob James Rothschild in France is said to be worth 600 million francs, which at the time was 150 million francs more than all the other bankers in France put together. 1852, N.M. Rothschild and Sons begins refining gold and silver for the Royal Mint and the Bank of England and other international customers. 1853, Nathan D. Rothschild, the son-in-law of Jacob, or James Mayer Rothschild, purchases Chateaubriand-Mortagne, the Bordeaux vineyard of Mouton, and renames it Chateau Mouton Rothschild. In 1858, Lionel D. Rothschild finally takes his seat in Parliament when the requirement to take an oath in the true faith of Christendom is broadened to include other oaths. He becomes the first Jewish member of the President's British Parliament, or the Jewish member of the British Parliament, I should say. And remember Barry Sartorio at his inauguration speech about atheists as well? In 1861, President Abraham Lincoln which, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, sorry to say that Mr. Lincoln himself was Jewish. 16th president of the United States from 1860 till his assassination in 1865. He approached the big banks in New York to try to obtain loans to support the ongoing American Civil War. As these large banks were heavily under the influence of the Rothschilds, they offer him a deal they know he can't accept, 24 to 36% interest on all monies loaned. Well, I think his name was, it wasn't Silverstein, I'll think of it here in a second, what Mr. Lincoln's real name was. I'll have to refer to Jack Otto's book, World War III. I remember reading it there. If I have time, I'll dig out the book and give it to you today. If not, tomorrow. Now, needless to say, this outraged Lincoln about this high level of interest, and he prints his own debt-free money and informs the public that it is now legal tender for both public and private debts. By April, $449,338,902 worth of Lincoln's debt-free money has been printed and distributed. He states of this, "We gave the people of this republic the greatest blessing they ever had, their own paper money to pay their own debts." Notice I said paper. That same year, the Times of London publishes a story containing the following statement. "If that mischievous financial policy, which had its origin in North American Republic, should become indurated down to a fixture, then that government will furnish its own money without cost. It will pay off debts and be without debt. It will have all the money necessary to carry on its commerce. It will become prosperous beyond precedent in the history of civilized governments of the world. The brains and the wealth of all countries will go to North America. That government must be destroyed, or it will destroy every monarchy on the globe." In 1863, Lincoln discovers the Tsar of Russia, Alexander II, was having problems with the Rothschilds, as well as he was refusing their continual attempts to set up a central bank in Russia. The Tsar then gives President Lincoln some unexpected help. The Tsar issued orders that if either England or France actively intervened in the American Civil War and help the South, Russia would consider such action a declaration of war and take sides with Lincoln. The Rothschild Banking House in Naples. C.M. de Rothschild e Figli closes following the unification of Italy. The Rothschilds use one of their own in America, John D. Rockefeller, to form an oil business called Standard Oil, which eventually takes over all of its competition. In 1864, Rothschild, August Belmont, who by now is the Democrat Party National Chairman, supports General George McClellan as a Democratic nominee to run against Lincoln in this year's election. Much to the anger of Belmont, President Lincoln wins the election. In 1865, in a statement to Congress, Lincoln states, "I have two great enemies, the Southern Army in front of me and the financial institutions in the rear. Of the two, the one in my rear is my greatest foe." Later that year, on April 14th, President Lincoln is assassinated less than 2 months before the end of the American Civil War. Following a brief training period in the Rothschilds' London bank, Jacob Schiff, a Rothschild born in the house in Frankfurt, arrives in America at the age of 18, with instructions and the finance necessary to buy into banking house there. The purpose of this was to carry out the following task. 1, gain control of America's money system through the establishment of a central bank. 2, find desirable men who for a price would be willing to serve as stooges for the Illuminati and promote them into high places in the federal government, the Congress, Supreme Court, and all the federal agencies. Instruction 3. Create minority groups striped throughout the nations, particularly targeting the whites and the blacks. Now, a word on this, because I've said this before. The rub in America was not that white people saw black people as a threat because of their skin color or the texture of their hair. It was their political ideology, ladies and gentlemen. And the 1968 Civil Rights Act made them 14th Amendment citizens here in America, and on, literally, the government dole. This has been and has been the rub between racial disparity in this country between whites and blacks. And nobody really ever spoke of it openly or publicly. It was just the rabble-rousers that kept stirring things up. I don't think there's a man or woman alive in this country that would look at anybody of any other different color than himself and go, I'm superior to you. We'll leave that to the Ashkenazi Jew. Instruction 4, create a movement to destroy religion in the United States with Christianity as its main target. Now, I have heard recently that the grand plan, and let me digress here for a moment, the grand plan and getting caught up in the symbology and, you know, how these people really are devil worshipers and Luciferians. Folks, after years of study on this issue, that's, in my estimation, not true. Symbology is important, say, in the corporate world. You know, an identification or a marker, if you will. Something that you're aligned with or your allegiance is with. But it is not my belief that these people actually do believe that Lucifer himself, and I think this is another ploy, is their God. They don't believe in anything but themselves. They believe in their own souls. Nothing outside of them. Nothing. So that would naturally do away with God, the devil, or anything else. It is just themselves. And I've given that a lot of thought over the years, folks. Because I've always heard people pushing the satanic God thing. God, Satan, God. As if we are to wait until the all-time Mac Daddy of battles takes place between God and the devil. In my estimation, ladies and gentlemen, that is just another distraction based along political beliefs or religious beliefs to keep people stagnant. It is not God, in my opinion, or the devil that is doing this. It's the deeds of the less than perfect human being on this earth, capable of all kinds of evil deeds. That's my own personal opinion. And I'm sticking to it. Nathan D. Rothschild becomes member of the Parliament for Aylesbury in Buckinghamshire, 1868. Jacob James Rothschild, Mayor Rothschild, rather, dies shortly after purchasing Chateau Lafitte, one of the four great premier Grand Cru estates of France. He's the last of Mayor Amschel Rothschild's sons to die. In 1871, an American general named Albert Pike, who had been enticed into the Illuminati by Giuseppe Mazzini, completes his military blueprint for three world wars and various revolutions throughout the world, culminating into moving this great conspiracy into its final stages. The First World War is to be fought for the purpose of destroying the Tsar in Russia, as promised by Nathan Mayer Rothschild in 1815. The Tsar is to be replaced with communism, which is to be used to attack religions, predominantly Christianity. The difference between the British and the German empires are to be used to foment this war. The Second War is to be used to foment the controversy between fascism and political Zionism, with the slaughter of Jews in Germany, a linchpin in bringing hatred against the German people. The Third World War is to be played out by stirring up hatred of the Muslims world for the purposes of playing the Islamic world and the political Zionists off against one another. Whilst this is going on, the remaining nations will be forced to fight themselves into a state of mental, physical, spiritual, and economic exhaustion. Pike, who had been elected as a sovereign commander of the Scottish Rite of Freemasonry's southern jurisdiction in 1859, was the most powerful Freemason in America. He had retained that post for 32 years until his death in 1891. Then everywhere, the people will be forced to fend themselves against the world minority of the world revolutionaries and will exterminate those destroyers of civilization and the multitudes disillusioned with Christianity, whose spirits will be from that moment without direction and leadership and anxious for an ideal, but without knowledge where to send its adoration, will receive the true lie through the universal manifestation of pure doctrine of Lucifer brought finally into public view. And again, what I believe to be a trick by the liars and manipulators. The manifestation which will result from a general reactionary movement will follow the destruction of Christianity and atheism, both conquered and exterminated at the same time. He also published a book on the subject in 1872 entitled Morals and Dogma of the Ancient and Accepted Scottish Rite of Freemasonry, which he candidly states the following. Lucifer, the light-bearer, strange and mysterious name to give the spirit of darkness, Lucifer, the son of morning, it is he who bears the light in which its splendors intolerable blinds, feeble, sensual, or selfish souls, doubt it not. In 1873, the loss-making Rio Tinto copper mines in Spain are purchased by a group of foreign financiers, including the Rothschilds. These mines represented Europe's largest source of copper. In 1875, on January 1 of that year, Jacob Schiff, now Solomon Loeb's son-in-law, after marrying his daughter Teresa, takes control of the banking house Kuhn, Loeb & Company. He goes on to finance John D. Rockefeller's Standard Oil Company, Edward R. Harriman's Railroad Empire, and Andrew Carnegie's Steel Empire, this all with Rothschild money. He then identifies the other largest bankers in America at the time. They are J.P. Morgan, who controls Wall Street, and the Drexels and the Biddles of Philadelphia. All the other dance to the music of those three houses. Schiff then gets the European Rothschilds to set up European branches of these three large banks on the understanding that Schiff, and therefore Rothschild, is to be the boss of banking in New York, and therefore America. N.M. Rothschild & Sons undertake a share issue to raise capital for the First Channel Tunnel Project to link France to England, with half of its capital coming from the Rothschild-owned Compagnie du Chemin de Fer du Nord, or Nord, rather, and I'm not going to try that one again. This year, Lionel D. Rothschild also loans Prime Minister Benjamin Disraeli the finance for the British government to purchase the shares of the Suez Canal from Said of Egypt. This was done as the Rothschilds needed this access route to be held by a government they controlled so they could use that government's military to protect their huge business interest in the Middle East. In 1878, Otto von Bismarck states, "The division of the United States into two federations of equal force was decided long before the Civil War by the high financial power of Europe. These bankers were afraid that the United States, if they remained in one bloc and as one nation, would attain economical and financial independence, which would upset their financial domination over the world." And let me drop back here for a second to old Abe Lincoln, being an Ashkenazi Jew himself. And at the time of the great strife here in America, literally a country fighting each other. Well, he pulled a few rabbits out of his hat that didn't make the financiers real happy, but they got what they wanted, a weakened America. And don't forget what happened after the Civil War. It was supposed to go back as it was before the Civil War, but it didn't, did it? Read your history, ladies and gentlemen. This is what the Federalists had wanted. This is what a lot of people had wanted for a long time. Federal control and a centralized federal government. The voice of the Rothschilds predominated. They foresaw the tremendous booty if they could substitute two feeble democracies indebted to the financiers to the vigorous republic, confident and self-providing. Therefore, they started their emissaries in order to exploit the question of slavery and thus dig an abyss between the two parts of the republic. In 1879, Lionel D. Rothschild dies. The only good thing about these people is they don't live forever, folks. But their prodigy lives on, and so does their grand plans. We'll be back right after this break.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
A note here, folks, that Abraham Lincoln's real name was Springsteen. Abraham Lincoln, now Abraham Springsteen. And you notice what Barry Sartoro swore an oath on. Well, the one that he screwed up, that is. That was the 1861 inaugural Lincoln. An Ashkenazi Jew, black guy, swearing allegiance for socialism and world banking and world dominance and the New World Order. That's what that was about. In 1880, Rothschild agents began fomenting a series of pogroms, predominantly in Russia, but also in Poland, Bulgaria, and Romania. These resulted in the slaughter of thousands of innocent Jews, causing approximately 2 million to flee, mainly to New York, but also to Chicago, Philadelphia, Boston, and Los Angeles. The reason these pogroms were initiated was to create a large Jewish base in America, who, when they arrived, would be educated to register as Democrat voters. Some 20 years later, this would result in a massive Democratic power base in the United States. And he used to elect the Rothschild frontmen, such as Woodrow Wilson, to the presidency to carry out the bidding of the Rothschilds. Remember, Federal Reserve Act of 1913. In 1881, President James A. Garfield, the 20th president of the United States, who lasted only 100 days, states 2 weeks before his assassination, "Whoever controls the volume of money in our country is absolute master of all industry and commerce. And when you realize that the entire system is very easily controlled one way or the other by a few powerful men at the top, you will not have to be told how periods of inflation and depression originate." In 1886, the French Rothschild Bank, de Rothschild Ferez, obtains substantial amounts of Russian oil fields and forms the Caspian and Black Sea Petroleum Company, which quickly becomes the world's second largest oil producer. In 1887, opium trafficker in China, Edward Albert Sassoon, marries Aline Caroline de Rothschild, the granddaughter of Jacob James Mayer Rothschild. Aline Caroline's father, Gustav, together with his brother Alphonse, took over the Rothschild's French arm following father Jacob's death. The Rothschilds finance the amalgamation of the Kimberley diamond mines in South Africa. They subsequently become the biggest shareholders of this company, De Beers, and mines precious stones in Africa and India. In 1888, Naomi Helfrin, future wife of Maurice de Rothschild, is born. In 1891, the British labor leader makes the following statement on the subject of the Rothschilds. Now remember, this is a British labor leader in the House of Commons. "This blood-sucking crew has been the cause of untold mischief and misery in Europe during the present century, and has piled up its prodigious wealth chiefly through fomenting wars between states which ought never to have quarreled. Whenever there is trouble in Europe, wherever rumors of war circulate and men's minds are distraught with fear of change and calamity, you may be sure that a hook-nosed Rothschild is at his games somewhere near the region of the disturbance." Comments like this, by the way, worry the Rothschilds, and toward the end of the 1880s, they purchased Reuters news agency so they can have some control of the media. And finishing up this section, 1895, Edwin James de Rothschild, the youngest son of Jacob James Mayer Rothschild, visits Palestine and subsequently supplies the funds to found the first Jewish colonies there. This is to further their long-term objective of creating a Rothschild-owned country. We'll continue with this tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. We shall see you then.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.